We're going to talk a little more business news with our good friend Stephen Boucher. He's the host of Let's Talk Money, which you can catch every Saturday at noon and Sunday at 8 on WGY. And if you follow him on Twitter, you'll notice he was trolling me yesterday, teasing me because he was at Famous Hot Dogs and I wasn't there. Famous Lunch. Stephen, I was jealous.
Well, you know what, Doug? They have not only great hot dogs, but one of the best breakfasts in town. And that's what I was there for, 7 a.m. Baby, you got to watch the sunrise and get a good breakfast in you.
And you picked the right spot on a good day. I was jealous. So we've been talking about recession forever. Are we in one? Are we not in one? Here's what I know. Jamie Dimon said, if we're not in one, there's one looming and it's coming quick. And then yesterday, the IMF said that the worst is yet to come. These are not the kind of things I want to be reading and hearing.
Actually, you do, because the sooner we're in a recession, the sooner we admit it. Although I saw a clip this morning where President Biden said we're not in a recession and we probably won't go into one. We don't know who to believe. But the sooner we're in a recession, the sooner we're going to come out of a recession. And hold on to the seat of your pants. Stock investors may not realize this. The stock market is forward-looking. The economy, all these reports are looking behind us. The stock market usually starts rallying before a recession. We're into the recession. So that's good news to finally admit if we are or not, because then the stock market can start doing what it's doing, looking at us coming out of a recession. And this is why this is not the time to panic and sell. You have to have that patience and fortitude. Hang in there a while longer. Listen, this stock market will go up. It will go back to all-time highs. The question is when.
There's a good story in the Times Union this week, and it's kind of a funny, silly little story, but not really. Trader Joe's, and, you know, for example, up in Half Moon, Trader Joe's, they're bringing back free samples. They've started it over the weekend where you go into the store and you can get, oh, wow, these crackers are great. The thing of it is, it kind of represents this delicate dance businesses are doing right now. Are we still in COVID? Are we done with COVID? What can we do? What can't we do? And they've said we're sort of back to normal.
Well, I flew back from the South on Monday night, and I'm telling you, the airports were jam-packed and not many people were wearing a mask. So I think, you know, listen, COVID, I think, is something we're going to live with, and I'm not a scientist, but I think it's here to stay, and I don't think people are as spooked about it as they once were, but Trader Joe's and other companies going back to what they did before COVID is all good news, and who doesn't want to go and get a pumpkin spice hummus? You know, I guess there is a such thing as a free lunch. Some people thought that was no longer to be found.
If you can't get to Famous, get to Trader Joe's and get some pumpkin hummus. Last one, and I know we always end up talking about Troy's stuff. I was at the Chowder Fest over the weekend, which was just phenomenal. But I was sad to see that Spillin' the Beans is closing at the end of the month. What makes me particularly sad is the business is doing very well. They just can't get the help, and they can't do the struggle anymore.
Yeah, this is the second long-time coffee/lunch spot that's closing all within a week, and they've been with us for decades. And just about every restaurant across the country, Doug, is facing this. There's nobody that wants to come and work anymore. There's 10 million open jobs out there. The restaurant industry was hit the hardest, and they just can't get people to work. So restaurants are adjusting hours, limiting table space. That's still going on. They haven't gone back to pre-COVID days. The hospitality industry is suffering more than really most other industries.
Appreciate the conversation as always, Dave. Steve, we'll be listening this weekend, and then we'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you. Stay well. Be healthy.
You too. Stephen Boucher is the host of Let's Talk Money. You can catch it Saturday at noon and Sunday at 8 right here on WGY.